And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 14th of January. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected South Portland, 1036 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north of Tira, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain at first in north of Tira, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally moderate. South of Tira, southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 4 or 5. Occasional rain until later, good, occasionally poor until later. Humber, Thames. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Dover, Wight. Southwest, veering northwest later 3 or 4. Fair, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Biscay, east or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, northwest 4 or 5, veering east or southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, veering southerly or southeasterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northeast. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Drizzle and fog patches at first in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Drizzle and fog patches until later in northwest, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later in northwest. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, drizzle, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Rockall, Malin, southwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, backing southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Showers, then rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west, 5. Mist, 3 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 5. Recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 6. Mist, 2 miles, 1013, now falling. Wick Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 9 miles, 1018, now falling. Aberdeen, southwest by west, 2, 22 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Lucas, west, southwest, 4, rain, 1700 metres, 1023, rising slowly. Bulmer, southwest, 4, 22 miles, 1026, now falling. Bridlington, south-southwest 3, 1030, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 5, 5 miles, 1037. St Catherine's Point Automatic, west-southwest 3, 1037, falling slowly. Jersey, south-southeast 2, 5 miles, 1038, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 3, 11 miles, 1038. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 5, 13 miles, 1035, steady. Milford Haven, south-southwest 4, 6 miles, 1,034, now falling. Aberporth, south 5, 6 miles, 1,034, rising slowly. Valley, south by west 6, slight rain, 1,700 metres, 1,031, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 4, 5 miles, 1,031, rising more slowly. Valencia, south-southwest 3, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 6, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1,025, rising more slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west 4, 15 miles, 1,025, now falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 13th of January. The general situation: an area of high pressure over the near continent extends a ridge across the south and southeast, maintaining the relatively settled conditions through the next few days. Atlantic fronts will bring some rain or drizzle at times to northern and western areas, along with strong southwesterly winds, bringing a risk of gales to some northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, increasing 7 or gale 8 later near Cape Wrath. Showers in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Berwick-upon-Tweed. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering west 3 or 4. Showers at first, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, veering westerly 3 or 4 later. Showers in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later, 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 in east. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, veering west 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Bristol Channel. Occasional drizzle in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable mainly southerly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches later in south. Moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor later in south. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, occasionally fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly later 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle. Good. Occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Showers, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. And the Shetland Isles. Southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in west. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. So in a moment, I'll hand us over to the BBC World Service, who'll take us through the night. There is plenty to keep you company as ever over on Radio 4 Extra through the night, starting right now. As civil war takes its toll on Shrewsbury, the detective monk, Brother Cudfael, takes action. Dead Man's Ransom, starring Philip Maddock, over on 4 Extra. We'll be back on air on Radio 4 at 5:20 in the morning with a shipping forecast and news briefing with my colleague Caroline Nichols, and I'll be along a little bit later in the morning again. That's it for the day here on Radio 4. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. This week, Joe Biden has declared China will never overtake the US economy in size, in his opinion. Is that true? China's economy is slowing for sure, and a former Beijing property magnate has warned that his country could be facing some tough times ahead.
It's really difficult to see a way out. If you want the economy to rebalance itself, reform will induce political change. And for Xi Jinping's China, he sees that as too risky.
And he would have to admit he was wrong.
Exactly.
Also in the show, India's Kumbh Mela, Hindu festival. It happens once every 12 years. It's a multi-billion dollar money spinner. And why, after years of crisis, Lebanon is celebrating a new political era.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The White House has said negotiators in Qatar are on the brink of securing a Gaza ceasefire deal. US security adviser Jake Sullivan told journalists that remaining sticking points are close to being resolved. For the first time, Israeli and Hamas negotiating teams are reported to be working in the same building in Doha, though in different rooms. Jonah Fisher is in Jerusalem.
Basically, what happens in those first 6 weeks is that there's a ceasefire in place. Some of the hostages will be released in phases. And when they're released, Israel will release Palestinian prisoners in return. More aid and fuel will immediately start getting into the Strip. And Israeli forces will pull back from densely populated areas, but not out of Gaza entirely. They will still be there. Much of the fundamental issues, who will govern Gaza in the future, what will be the Israeli presence there, they have been left to further negotiations.
President Biden has said the United States is in a stronger position today because of his foreign policy decisions than it was when he took over from President Trump 4 years ago. In the final foreign policy speech of his presidency, Mr. Biden said US and international support for Kyiv meant Vladimir Putin had failed to achieve his strategic objectives in Ukraine. He also said US-led support for Israel meant Hamas, Hezbollah and Iran had all been weakened. Greenland says it wants to work more closely with the United States on defence and mining, following recent remarks by the US president-elect about acquiring the territory. Sophie Glass-Ryan reports. Prime Minister Muta Eyatha is standing his ground against Donald Trump's renewed threat to take control of Greenland. In recent weeks, the incoming US president said he could not rule out using military or economic force to acquire the largely autonomous Danish territory. Mr. Eyatha told journalists in Copenhagen